What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Wednesday, the 14th of October. Welcome, if you've not been here before, to the best podcast and video that nobody's seen, apart from you, and a very select few. You're in the club now. You're in the club. Welcome. You're exclusive, VIP. Only you and a few have got what it takes to be in this group or this community, which I don't even know exists anyway. As far as I'm concerned, I'm doing it for my own benefit, and anybody else that listens is a bonus, because I've got to practice, and I've got a lot of things to say. And I've got to put it out there. And if you can't put it out in the fucking universe, I mean, there's a lot of people who are talking that are talking a right load of bollocks, so I might as well join them. There's a lot of... We need to get the balance right. We need to balance it up. We need people who are talking shit from fucking power and from positions of power, positions of importance, should I say. And they're talking a right load of bollocks. And then you've got people like me and other people on the other side of the coin who've got absolutely zero influence in the world. But I can call them out and call them fucking idiots and put it out there and balance it up a little bit. Have something to say is what I'm saying. Like this business about the pubs. I said it yesterday about the pubs being able to have to close if they don't serve a substantial meal. And quite clearly, there's a loophole there, because they've got the guy, they've got Nick Ferrari. No, not Nick Ferrari. Well, Nick Ferrari is the interviewer, interviewing Robert Jenrick, the politician that... was dodging around in his second home while he was all in lockdown the last time around. Now he's on there. He's given the order, I think, to close pubs if they don't serve a substantial meal. And he's trying to get him to admit to what is and what isn't a substantial meal. Like, is a Cornish pasty a substantial meal? Or does it have to be served with salad and chips? What about pickled onions? Or what about a packet of crisps or a plate of chips and a bag of pork scratchings? Is that a substantial meal? So it's good that he doesn't know how the fuck to deal with it or how to answer the situation, because it's perfect. Leave it that way so the pubs can carry on being open by having a pork scratching and chips, because it's a meal, isn't it? If you get it served on a plate, then it's a meal. You know, get a bag of lettuce from the shop, chuck that on the plate with it. You've got around the loophole and you can stay open and potentially save your business. You know, it's a bit crazy. You can't just give, like... That's why it's mad, because they've got so many different rules for different people. Nobody knows what the fuck to do. But at the same time, everybody's got to say... It's every man for himself. If you've got to keep your business open to survive, and other people down the road are serving, you know, steak and chips or whatever, and they're able to stay open, and you're not, then you've got to fucking... You've got to bend the rules, ain't you? And I don't think you're going to get a fine with that. So that's what I would do anyway. And also, Quality Street, tubs, on the topic of food, people are getting life... I mean, we're talking about people's livelihoods there. Quality Street fans are in fury. Well, I said Quality Street, the chocolate box, they're furious at the missing sweets from the chocolate box. There's more things to worry about, I think, in the world at the moment. But Quality Street tubs are missing much-loved sweets after a factory crisis, leaving punters with a bitter taste. How many are they missing? They're missing 4 milk chocolates, 4 caramel swirls, 4 green triangles, 4 purple ones, 4 purple ones, 4 orange crunch, 4 toffee fingers, 6 penny toffee pennies, 8 fudges, strawberry delight 8, coconut eclairs 8, and orange creams 8. Oh no, that's how many's meant to be in there. I was going to say, that's fucking empty. That is, if they're missing all them, that's empty. There's nothing left. Sure, that's an empty box. So anyway, some people are having a few of them missing, and they know inside out how many's in there. Where's look? Because you know when you search for your favourites, you're looking for the purple ones. I always look for the purple ones. They've just said they've called them purple ones. That's why it's funny, isn't it? Because that's what I used to call them myself. You search for the purple ones, and you know how many's in there, because there's not that fucking many. So you've got to try and grab them quickly before you pass them out for anybody else to have one. To be honest, I used to get all the purple ones. I'm allergic to them anyway, because I'm allergic to the nut in them. So it always makes my throat itchy. So it's bittersweet, because they were the best flavour, best taste. And then my fucking throat would swell up and I'd be gasping for air. But I'd eat them anyway, because that was like drugs to a kid. That's cocaine for a kid. You've got to have your purple one. You got to have your favourite chocolate, whether it's fucking going to kill you or not. Tiger King, Joe Exotic is roaring mad. They're furious. The double furious, the Quality Street fans. Now, Tiger King is roaring mad because somebody's put they're exhibiting an item in a museum that's claiming to be his penis pump, and he hit out at claims that he needed a sexual aid, insisting that his sex drive has always been strong. He's probably getting it. Well, how's it going in the prison? Are you getting anything there? Because you got to use your mind only in the prison, don't you? How long's he been in, Nick? Unless he's getting down with the blokes. Is he gay? I don't even know if he's gay. I don't know much about him, to be honest. But you ain't got no porn mags. You ain't got no porn films. You ain't got no women. You've only probably got some fucking, you know, really heavy set prison guard female that ain't too attractive. I'm sure there are attractive prison guards, but it ain't the best place to be attractive, is what I'm trying to say, in a prison. Because these guys are horny as fuck and they're going to be fucking on your case from fucking morning till night, unless you like it, you know what I mean? You don't mind a few hundred wolf whistles every hour. But anyway, he's giving a tiger whistle. But so he's got a sex pump. He's been pumping it up. That just fucking... That don't work, does it? I mean, surely the sex pump just drains the brain, drains the blood from your brain, pumps your dick full of blood, and then you probably like, well, that's what it does when you get fucking aroused anyway, but surely when you're pumping it, it don't work properly, I'd imagine. Surely. Can't do. It's too much blood. Anyway, I don't know much about sex pumps, but that sounds like something out of the back of a 1970s porn mag. You know, the shit adverts. There's people buy sex pumps these days. But anyway, there's one in a museum. What kind of a museum is that they've got fucking penis pumps of Joe Exotic? Not my kind of museum. I like to go where it's all old artifacts and, you know, Greek pottery and, you know, Greek statues and Roman and like, dinosaurs and all that. Not fucking Joe Exotic's penis pumps. Haunted, well, the pieces that are being shown at Zach Bagan's Haunted Museum in Las Vegas. They might have some haunted stuff in here. I still don't know what that's got to do with Joe Exotic. Let's move on. Can't stick around on him. I've not even watched the programme. Is it any good? I don't know. I've heard it's good. Roger Daltrey, out of The Who, said they were once that skint that they had to glue their guitars back together after smashing them up at the shows. They had to smash their guitar. So that's like, oh, bollocks. Have we done that? You'd fuck the guitar up, and surely you'd be playing it all upside down and back to front when you try and get the strings all back together. But when you're in rock and roll, you've got to do what's in the moment, ain't you? And if you're high as a kite, I'll bet there's nothing better than fucking starting to smash your guitar around on the stage and making loads of noise. You know, the people have got these rooms where you're mad, where people go and let off frustration, where they're fucking... It's called a smash room. I don't know what the fuck they are. There's a guy in one place. Was it in Holland? Where it's like you can go and smash up cars before they go through at a scrap yard. You can smash up the cars with baseball bats and whatever. In Japan, they make rooms that look like your house and they smash them up with baseball bats and you get a real buzz out of it. That's a bit like what they're doing with these guitars, but they're high as kites, so I bet they're fucking getting it right hard on doing it. But then afterwards, the next morning when they're sobered up, you've got to fix your guitar back together for the next show because you can't afford a new guitar. You've got to wait till you're a millionaire before you're doing that. So you've got about 100 guitars, 100 shows. You've got 100 guitars. You've got to smash every one of them and then keep them. And when you're big and famous, 20, 50 years later, after you've glued it back together, put it in a box, a wall display, sell it at Sotheby's. And make a fucking fortune. So anybody, new guitarists out there, any new bands, keep your guitars in case you do get big and famous. Keep buying new ones. Sign them. Just keep them in the cupboard. Just be a narcissist. Believe you're going to be famous no matter what. Just keep buying yourself guitars and sign them because they're going to be worth a fortune in the future. This I don't know what I've got. Maybe anything out of this room on the video that you see, maybe all that's going to be worth a fortune when I'm big and famous in the future. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. And also, Roger Daltrey is allergic to weed. He got meningitis a long time ago, 5 years ago, and it's left him allergic to cannabis. What a pisser. I don't know if that's because he's smoking it or whatever, because all of a sudden he can't smoke it now. Anyway, he said the smell of it makes his throat swell up. That's a fucking pisser, that is, isn't it? Because if you're big into your drugs or big into weed, then that's fucking what gets you down. And he can't do it no more. I mean, 75, he can hardly start fucking banging cocaine and all the heavy stuff. So, you know, enjoying a nice bit of pot or a bit of weed, and he can't do it now because his fucking weed throat smells up. Otherwise, it's just a random thing. Got meningitis, allergic to weed, even though he doesn't touch it. That's too random. He must be smoking it. But that's a shame, unless he has to eat it. Anyway, hopefully, oh well, he's going to stick to the beers now, he said. Fucking at least he's still got something to do. You'll have to eat it, when you'll have to have some weed cakes, maybe. But I think, he's allergic to the smell of it, I think. Is it the smell? He's allergic to the smell of it, so he can eat it. That's all right, he's back in the game. That's it. You can still play your, play your Led Zeppelin music, get high as a kite, get your rock music on, even though you're in The Who. But of course, you're not going to listen to your own music, not unless you're fucking, you know, a total fucking narcissist. You can't just sit there, imagine sitting there listening to your own music. Yeah, man, this best band ever, I'm going to listen to it. I'd imagine people are bored shitless of their own records. You know, you're playing the same record, because the fans, all they want to hear is your hits. You got to be bored shitless of playing them, even though they're fucking brilliant. You got to be bored of playing them if you're doing it every night, after night, after night, after night. One bloke who never gets bored of himself is Donald Trump. He's totally in love with himself. In fact, he was in love with his fans last night because he was going to give them all a big kiss. That's what he was saying. He was giving a boogie, giving a dance on the stage. I think he's genuinely happy that he survived coronavirus. I think he's like fucking, he's buzzing. He must have thought for a few moments there he might die. He must have thought he might fucking cop it and really, time's up. But he's actually happy and he's buzzing. He was doing a little jig, little dance. He was offering to kiss everybody in the crowd. Maybe he was high. Maybe he's still high on those drugs that he took, because he's a guinea pig of all the new drugs, the COVID drugs that were possibly going to be rolled out to all you lot in America. Well, he looks like he's having a good time on them, so it doesn't look too bad. So enjoy them. Looks like there might be a good little side effect to them. Mike Tyson, speaking of weed, well, Mike Tyson, he was falling asleep during an interview with Good Morning Britain. He was chatting to him and he's nodding off. He was talking about his fight that's coming up and whatever, but he was nodding off. But he said he stayed, because the time difference, isn't it? So he stayed up late trying to do the interview. I reckon he'd been smoking weed. He was talking about smoking £50,000 worth of weed a week. £50,000 a week. That I wouldn't get through that in 10 years, even if I was a heavy smoker. And he's smoking £50,000 a week. Not in weight, obviously, but in English pounds. I mean, that's fucking enough to put a fucking small town on their backs. So I'm impressed that he was even up, but he was nodding off during the interview, and I was all going, surely he shouldn't be fighting, because he's got a fight coming up. Surely he shouldn't be fighting. He can't even fucking keep awake. He's tired, but he's not. He's stoned. Believe me. If he's smoking that much weed 1 week, he'll be nodding off for the next fucking 4 years. So hopefully he does get through the fight all right and doesn't fall asleep in the corner, because that's going to be no fun for anybody who's paid to watch it. Right, I think I'm going to leave it there. Hopefully you've enjoyed it. I'll do another one tomorrow. See you later. Bye.